Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, back with a name. You know, we talked to her at Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis, and we're right back here just a couple months later. Big career changes as Missy Kate has announced that she is leaving the NWA. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I'm excited.
I'm doing wonderful. I mean, I don't think you had appeared for NWA after we last talked. And I don't think you had for maybe a little bit prior to that as well. So I'm interested to learn, like, what the heck happened, first off. And, like, at what point did you make this decision? Because you hadn't appeared there in quite some time.
So there was, I will say, yes, I am no longer part of the NWA. Before I say anything, I will say, obviously, as I posted, like, I have learned a lot there. So I am very blessed for any experience that I have had there, because it's taught me so much and all the fun jazz, right? Before I get so sappy. I'm not big on sappy things, so.
Now bury them.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll get them on my feels. But no, so pretty much NWA, right? There was one of the shows I wasn't able to get to for personal reasons. But then after that, I did do a set of tapings with them. Mm-hmm. And they haven't aired those matches, which I was really surprised at. So there are some secret Mystic Hate matches in the archive of NWA. One was against Kenzie Page. One was against Ella Envy, and I mean, I was proud of those matches. I had a really fun time with them, and it was really exciting. So that, I don't know what happened to them. I don't know why they got posted. As far as me not being a part of them anymore, I wish I could have some cool, exciting story where I'm like, screw them, I hate this place, like, and throw my towel and leave. But honestly, it was just end of a contract. And, you know, as far as I know, we left on good terms.
You took a stand against cocaine use on screen.
That is right. That is right. You only do that in the privacy of your own home. Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. So I wish I had some really fun, exciting story, but ultimately that's what it came down to. I don't know on their end. I don't know. I was surprised that I wasn't invited back to the pay-per-view or another set of tapings. That surprised me. And when asked, I didn't get any negative feedback. I mean, it was just kind of like, oh, just not happening this time. And I was like, okay.
I mean, you were very consistently featured, if not in title matches, then in like top contender matches, whether it be the women's world title or the tag titles in general. It felt like for a better portion of like 7-8 months, like every single match that you were having was like top contender match or title match.
Right. And then I had an intergender match with Sail the Pale, which was really fun. So I was just like, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening. And I don't really know. I mean, there's always going to be rumors and speculations, right? But to me, I'm like, unless I'm hearing it from the head of the horse, I'm not going to believe the ass. So, sure. How you're saying, there was a lot of cool stuff happening. While I was there, obviously, like there was Brent Sinclair now, but I tagged with Maddie Rinkowski. We had the tag belts there. It was always fun, like trying to talk to Billy, try to figure out storylines and stuff. And I guess he always didn't see like certain things or certain ideas were like in his vision currently, which I was like, okay, he's the boss. I'm just here. Right. But I constantly tried giving ideas. Cause I'm like, that's what I love. I love telling stories. That's why I got into wrestling.
Yeah.
So even after Maddie, got signed to WWE and she wasn't a part of NWA anymore, or Ren now, sorry. I still tried pitching certain things and he was just like, eh. Like, he's just like, not right now, right now, not a bit, whatever. I was like, okay, cool. And then eventually when I did the Joker for NWA for the Halloween show, again, Billy being Billy, right? Cause he's into all the weird, wacky stuff. He's like, okay, I could do something with that. I was like, cool, let's go. I'm like, I love the Joker. We'll figure it out. So that was kind of the direction that we were going. We were trying to tell stories of Miss, and, you know, Joker, and is that taking over her and stuff like that. So there was like a promo video posted of me beating up some guy in an alley and might have hit him in the head with a brick, but we don't know because, you know, the footage came out. So we'll never know. There's no real evidence. You can't blame me.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, it was kind of going in that direction. And the last two matches that I had there kind of were establishing that a little bit more. So I'm kind of upset that I don't get to see those, only because I was really excited from a like a learning aspect, you know, because again, I want to tell stories. So I'm like, I want to, no matter where I work, I want to do everything I can for that company to, you know, just, I don't know. That's the whole point I'm in wrestling, right? You want to tell stories, you want to entertain people. So I was really excited to see how those turned out because they're really fun matches. And there were people, I will say, that were saying how proud of me and like just us as like, you know, just having the match and then just proud of me for the character that I, you know, I'm getting out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So yeah. And they weren't just my friends too. That's how you know it's real. It's when you have other people coming up to you that aren't just like your little buddy being like, hey, good job. Like, it was like people of all different areas. So that's what made me really excited to see it. Cause I was like, okay, cool. There's people that I don't talk to on a regular basis here. And something stood out to them where they're like, oh, that was really cool. Or that was really gross. Right. Like, that was really fun. So yeah, I don't know. So we'll see if they ever air them, but
So, I mean, you said that you feel like you left on good terms. Was there ever a period that you were like, okay, well, maybe this is headed down a road where our relationship was ending? I mean, obviously you had a massively successful tag team there with Maddie. And I knew there was a gap between your all's last match together and her getting signed. But like, obviously that was a hit in that company and it worked really well. And that was a year ago. Now you were champions. Yeah. Like, was there a period throughout there where, or after that you were like, okay, maybe they're wrapping me up, or maybe this.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Relationship won't necessarily work as constructed.
After Maddie left, there was obviously, because you know you're known as a tag team, so you're just kind of like, all right, where is this going to go from here? But you know, I would again like consistently trying to pick Billy's brain, and like, so I wasn't, I at that time, like, yeah, it's like, okay, what's going to happen? I guess is where I was at. But Billy and I had good communication as far as I knew. Anytime I saw him about giving him ideas and whatnot, and he was like willing to listen. It was, again, it's just a matter of like his direction and where he saw things. So after she left, it wasn't so much there. It was just kind of like, okay, what do we do with me now? I wouldn't say it wasn't until recently, the last show I wasn't invited to, that's where I was okay. Just like, okay, what happened? Like, what did sure. I do? Like, just let me know. But again, it could have been something as simple as I wasn't in his vision, and that's fine. But yeah, nobody's ever contacted me saying anything bad. I'm more than willing to listen, obviously. But
did you have a conversation? Like, did your deal just come up, or did you all like sort of have a conversation and it's like, okay, well, see you down the road?
Yeah, it just, the deal kind of came up. I kind of, you know, I saw the writing on the wall. I'm like, well, if you're not asking for me back, obviously there isn't going to be any discussion further, which again, I've always been like, I'm never going to stay where I'm not welcomed. I don't want to say that's what it was, but that's the kind of feeling that I got, obviously, after you don't get asked back. But yeah, I was never, you know, it's kind of like, if you don't see me as part of your product, you don't see that I can benefit you in any way.
Yes.
And that's fine. That's kind of on you, you know? And again, I'm not you're paying my bills. You're my boss. So if that's your view, then so be it. But yeah, I don't, you have to get Billy on here and ask him.
I don't know if he'll be doing my show anytime soon.
Well, no, not
after those. It's a couple years ago. I said, why is Tyrus winning so many matches? What is going on? I should not be able to wrestle better matches than this person featured on your show. And then he put the world title on him the next month. And I was like, oh boy. But like, listen, that is, I generally enjoyed NWA programming. That was just one glaring thing that I was like, listen, I get the Fox News connection. I get the promotion aspect of it. People watching the show should not be able to have better wrestling matches than the world champion on that show. Which leads me to a very important question, Missa Kate.
What's
your problem? What's your problem?
Shit.
What's your problem? Where were you on February 23rd, 2024? Do you know where you were?
I was with you, right?
I'll tell you where you were. You were at the Berwyn Eagles Club. Who were you teaming with that night?
Wait, what did you say? I missed the last part.
You were at the Berwyn Eagles Club. Who were you teaming with that night? In a Berwyn street fight against Heather Reckless and Maggie. Oh, with Shazza
McKenzie against Heather Reckless and Maggie Lee. What do you mean, what's my problem?
What's my problem? She beat me in a Berwyn street fight about 3 months before that. And you're just out here willy-nilly teaming with Shazza McKenzie in Berwyn street fights.
She whooped
my ass with a kendo stick all around that venue. It was embarrassing. She broke my knee with her ass. That was a thing that happened.
Wow.
And you're just out here. Now, it's before you and I met, and we did our first interview, so I'm going to let it slide, but I'm just disappointed.
So now does this mean...
Not angry.
Have a Berwyn street fight? Like, I feel like you're secretly trying to...
I hope not. I don't want to get my ass kicked again. Well, listen, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Well, I promise I won't break your kneecap with my ass because Shazza is packing a little bit of a dump truck back there that I'm very jealous of. So that won't happen on my end.
I thought that an atomic drop would work. It didn't. And... there you go. I liked it a lot more last year when you were beating her up in matches. That's my preference. If you could simply just do that. Although I did try to get her to take the bumps for me in the Effie match in return for me sponsoring her Visa. We'll see how that goes. But
I mean, we all know everyone in wrestling is a friend of me. Everyone in wrestling is a friend of me. So
yes,
one day, you know, we're going to tag up to beat up friggin' Maggie and Heather. And the next day we're going to beat each other up. Who knows?
Just disappoints me. I mean, almost as disappointing.
You'll get over it. Cry me a river. Here's the world's smallest violin. Let's go.
That's almost as disappointing as the last place Chicago Cubs, of which you are a fan of. When I met you, you had that Chicago Cubs jersey on. I said, man, it's going to be a rough season for you. The Cincinnati Reds are a half game ahead of last place right there. But there's some little things that I would hear when poking around, when I'd be like, Missa Kate's a free agent. Is this person interested? This company interested? I had heard maybe there was some interest on TNA's side. I don't know what you can say, if anything, or if you can just shoot me one of those looks and maybe I can presume it, write a big clickbait headline off of it, one of those. But have you had any conversations? And did Gail Kim say anything nice about me?
Well, since we're going there, let's just say when the first day that I announced I was no longer a part of NWA, I took, I don't want to say 2 days off, but I was very... I didn't know how the news was going to be. So let's just say Jordan was working very hard for me those first 48 hours. He earned his paycheck. I will say I've been having conversations. There have been conversations had with multiple people, over multiple things. Now, where and who, you're just going to have to keep watching and waiting to find out.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, I bet, you know, I bet what happened. I bet they looked and they saw that you team was Shaza and they're like, no.
No, it's because they saw I was a Cubs fan. That's why. That's really what happened.
Probably. Probably.
Like, damn, this girl's a loser. She likes the Cubs. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh,
my gosh. Well, I mean, you did see Maddie, who is now Ren Sinclair, get signed. And anybody that's seen her knew that she would fit specifically well at NXT as well.
Yeah.
Like a glove. What were your feelings when that happened? And do you all still keep in touch? Or is she just letting the fame get to her head?
Oh, she's so big time now. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love Maddie. No, we'll still talk she's here great. And there a little bit. Yeah, no, we'll still talk. We'll check in with each other. So that's cool. But it was, and that's how I think a lot of people read that. Like, again, she was in Texas. I was in Chicago. So there was absolutely no reason for us to click as far as a tag team, but you could just see in the ring, like we're just, for whatever reason, I always say she's my Texas version of myself and I'm her Chicago version, but I'm a lot less filtered than her.
You guys fit so well together on screen. Like you all complimented each other really, really well.
Think and it was like a lot of fun. And I was like, damn, we could have done so many cool things. And like between me figuring out character when I was allowed to do character and her being her, obviously. Yeah, we could have done like a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun ideas that I was really sad and depressed that, not depressed, that's a strong word, but I was sure. Very disappointed that we weren't able to express that and show that to people and entertain people. But no, I was really happy for her, honestly. Like to this day, I'm like, oh, I'm like, you got this. Like, I'm so excited for her. She deserves it. She's really smart. And she just, when her and I obviously would room together and we would talk about wrestling, and I was just like, oh, like she understands a lot and she's taught me stuff. So, I'm really excited to see what they do with her. I know she just on NXT, she saw something that she wasn't supposed to see. I want to know.
Yes.
I'm going to text her. I'm going to be like, so can you tell me? Like, am I allowed to know? But yeah, no, it's really cool. And I'm excited to see what the future has for her. And who knows, maybe one day down the road, M95 might reunite. There's a bunch of forbidden doors being open.
I was going to ask about that. Like, it isn't something. Like, I'm not, like, asking you to be like, oh, yeah, guys, please team us up again. But, like, is that something that would interest you? I mean, you are a free agent at this point.
Oh, 100%. No, I tag with her any day. Like, it's fun. I appreciate and respect her opinion when it comes to matches and stuff like that. And, like, promos and, like, how you said, like, it's fun trying to bounce stuff off of each other. And especially we've grown closer a little bit. Like we're kind of close there, but like just the fact that we still keep in touch, I'm like, to me says something. So, I think especially with the knowledge that she has now, the knowledge that I have now, I think it would be a better, more experienced and, more openly creative, M95 or however, I don't know however you want to say that, but yeah. Or maybe we just fight each other. Maybe that would be fun too, you know?
Yeah. Maybe this is what she saw that she wasn't supposed to see. It's that right there.
Dude, I like, so here's the thing, a story about that. I did not know that was happening.
Of course.
I didn't know. I was backstage and freaking Sinister Minister comes out, comes back there. And he had like all this stuff on his face, and me being me, I was like, "Hot, you just do coke or something?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Wait." Well, I was like, "Did you really?" And like, and they were just like, "Yeah, we just like did the scene out there." I was like, "Hold on." I was like, "Wait, I was joking. Are you continuing my joke, or what am I missing here?" So I found out by Sinister coming backstage, with his face all white. And I was like, oh, and then I saw the clips later on because obviously they went viral all over. NWA yeah. does coke. So, like,
unreal.
I guess we're there. Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah. a couple of people. I had mentioned them earlier, not just you teaming with Shaza, but that you've been sort of anchored to on the independent scene. Heather Reckless, Maggie Lee. It seems that scene had been pretty robust. Like, to have talent of that level, like Missa Kate, Heather Reckless, Maggie Lee, where a company could just be like, yeah, let's run that back. Let's do that. That's a pretty nice thing to have. It's a pretty comfortable thing to have. How has that been working with them so much? Because all three of you are standouts.
Thank you. Heather and I kind of started around the same time. So that's always been fun. Like, thinking back to us being super like green as goose shit, as people like to say, and trying to figure stuff out and just trying to be polite and be like, oh, I want to, you know, to now where it's like we're more established and it's kind of, we could be at that point where it's just like, what do you want to do? I don't know. And we just kind of like shoot the shit and we could put a match together and understand each other pretty quickly. And that's always really, you know, you have that comfort. I can't say words, comfortability. I have a messed up accent. I can blame my Bostonian stepfather and my Macedonian grandfather. And then I'm from Chicago. So I'm all jacked up. Oh man,
you got everything.
Dude, I'm like, yeah, people are like, are you from New York? Are you from like, where are you? I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, pick a place. Just tell me. I was like, it's who knows? But yeah, so with her and then Maggie being as new as she is, and it's really fun when somebody's like hungry. And one thing I'll give Maggie is like, and I'm not saying whatever about me, but she's always like, she's always asked me questions and I feel like she values my opinion because she still asks me stuff. And I appreciate her and I being able to like just be blunt, where, you know, sometimes you always feel like you need to like sugarcoat because you don't really know people and stuff like that. Where her and I think we have that understanding of like, we're both not cut from the same cloth, but we're those kind of tomboys. We're like, all right, like this is dumb. No, like we'll be able to tell each other like, no, that don't make sense. Like, we're not doing that. Like, so that's really fun. So in between both of them, it's always cool trying to figure out different ways to do things, different stories to tell. Heather and I obviously have had multiple stories at different places. Either I'm a good guy, she's a bad guy, she's bad, you know, and vice versa. So trying to tell different dynamics, and like as we grow in our career, now she left me and she moved to Florida. So I'm a little pissed at her about that, but now I have a place in Florida to go if I want.
I mean, that does. She
doesn't know that yet, but she'll find out.
That does drastically change the Chicago scene, because any given night you could see a combination of you three and then like Sierra or somebody else like that just on a show. And I can't tell you how many times I would see a poster and it's like, well, there you all are again and again and again. There has to be an incredible level of comfortability with you guys.
Yeah. And I feel like when you know you're going to be around each other and, you just kind of build that rapport with each other, and we're just kind of like, all right, this is how it's going to be. We know we're going to see it. That's, and again, it's not forced.
Yeah.
Cause then that would really suck. I don't go to shows or like see a flyer. I'm like, you know, I'm wrestling them. Like, no, it's not like that. It's like, cool. What are we going to do this time? So how am I going to mess you up this time? How am I going to punch you in the face this time?
You also worked recently with Izzy Moreno, who got started very young, doing a lot of different things. I honestly admire the way that she came up, because she got just harassed relentlessly by weirdo online wrestling fans. And then she's like, you know what? If you think I'm too young to wrestle, I'm going to go do jujitsu, and then I'm going to learn the media end, and then I'm going to do all this. As a result, she cuts promos than a lot of grown men twice her age and is now wrestling a pretty, pretty heavy schedule. How was that working with her?
It was fun. I liked being able to play off of somebody. Not taking shots at people, but there aren't a lot of characters on the indies per se.
Yeah.
Like there are, but there aren't. So it was nice that, you know, again, she is her amped up, right? Like she is a super fan of this, but it was really easy. Me, with my character being a super amazing person, of course, like not sarcastic or bullying at all. I'm an angel. But no, being able to play with that. And yeah, it was, of course, like you get a little, I don't want to say nervous, but you get curious of like, okay, how is this going to be? How is she in the ring? Is it, you know, stuff like that. But I wasn't really worried about it. I remember the first time I met her, we're at the ECW arena in Philly, and found out we were working each other. And like right away, we kind of just like clicked. We're like, should we start this now? We're like, yeah, let's do it. So right off the bat, I was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. So I definitely want to wrestle her again, because I think it was, and again, on her end too, right? Because she's only how many matches deep? Yeah. Even since wrestling her, she's even getting more experience, and now she's the Mission Pro Women's Champion. So yeah, she definitely has a little bit more confidence in herself, which she should. So, because she's super great. But I definitely, as great as she is, I'm happy to punch her in the face any day, kick her in the face any day. So, just I'm looking for somebody. Let's see, in Chicago, she's gonna win in Chicago. You gotta win in Texas, but let's go on my home turf. We'll see how that's gonna go.
I mean, it's, I love seeing her do this. I love seeing her do it the right way as well. And she's doing so well. And when I saw that she was working with you, I was like, well, that's also being in good hands and somebody that she can learn from. I'm interested, who have you learned the most from in pro wrestling?
Ooh, I like that. No one's ever asked me that.
Not Shaza.
I'm not trying to say a generic answer, but I try to learn I learn a little bit from every experience, whether it's good or bad, right? Everything's a lesson. There's no bad experience. You're just learning. People that have helped me a lot, we'll say NWA, right? So like Jazz is somebody who's helped me a lot. Oh, Sal Lapale, Aaron Stevens. They were always there. And then Rob Ego Anthony, anytime I had a question, he was always there to help. So those kind of people. And then I worked at AEW, did some extra work. I picked the brain of, oh my God.
You worked Jimmy. With a lot of people.
Jerry Lynn. I just said Jimmy. Yeah. Holy crap. My brain is like, I swear. Today's the first day I had coffee in like 2 weeks. So I think I'm malfunctioning. I tried doing a little cleanse. Jerry Lynn. So when I was at AEW, or like even now, like if I could reach out, he's more than honest to give me an opinion. Nick Aldis, when he was at NWA, and I've seen him at an indie show before he got signed. Even, I will say, even like now, I'm very blessed that there are a lot of different people that I can reach out to and just be like, hey, give it to me straight. How bad was this? Where can I get better? What was good? What can I? So, yeah, there's a lot of different people. And I think one of the best ways to learn is by error. So when I first started out, I noticed that I was wrestling, even like a little bit, like we'll say 3-4 years in, right? I noticed that I was wrestling a lot of people that were around my experience level or less than my experience level, or you know, a little bit newer. So in my head, I was like, wait, how am I supposed to get better? Because I always had the mindset, I had the jock mindset of iron's supposed to sharpen iron, right?
Yes.
So I didn't realize, again, lesson, right? No, those experiences, working with people that are less experienced than you, helps you tremendously. Because now there are moments and matches where I'm like, hey, this went wrong, or like, you know, I know how to, I'll say, I'm still learning, but I'm better at fixing things or thinking on the fly, or you know, like I'm more comfortable in mistakes. Chavo Guerrero is another person, like,
oh, yeah,
great guy, someone to reach out to. And he did a seminar over here at where I train, and sorry, Chavo, if I'm spilling your secrets here, but you said it to me. So one of the things that he said that resonated with me was, he goes, I am the master of mistake making. I am a professional mistake maker, meaning he would give examples of different matches, and like he would make mistakes, and obviously and he's like, I was able to think on the fly how to fix that, or because those mistakes happen, if they happen later on, I knew how to fix that. And that's kind of like when he said that, I was like, oh, so that's what that experience was for me. That was that learning curve for me, was, hey, if shit goes sour, like I could figure out, I'm confident enough in myself that we can get back to where we need to go. Cause I've had matches with girls where they've been kind of like knocked loopy, or not by me. Just so that's clear, not by me. There's been multi-man matches. Just statement made. But no, I've had matches, multi-man matches, where again, you kind of always have to watch.
Yeah.
Even if it's not my job or my area or my spot, we'll say, you still need to know what's going on. And luckily, there were a couple instances, unfortunately, that, you know, a couple girls got hurt. And because I was paying attention and I kind of knew how to recover, we were able to, you know, recover and move on from that. So, yeah.
And you mentioned AEW. You worked with, man, a who's who when you were there doing extra work. Nyla, Emi Sakura, Julia, who has blown up, obviously, Ruby, I think Anna and Ty Conti, and then Sheeta as well.
Yes. Look at now, you, that memory, man. Good for you.
I mean, listen, I watched AEW Dark. I really love that show. I am a believer that sometimes you just need to see wrestlers do their cool shit. Yeah. And I loved watching that show. I like really enjoyed it. But I mean, obviously, when you're in the NWA, I'm sure that those opportunities to do things like that don't necessarily come up in the same way. Was that something that you sort of had to give up in order to be a regular at NWA?
So, yeah, that was a downside of NWA, because when I signed, at the time, they were the only one that offered me a contract.
Sure.
And then it was, of course, Universe, right? As soon as it happened, I swear, I was like, as soon as I signed, you have people like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, where were you literally like 2 days ago?
Of course.
Anyway, so, yeah, when I signed with them, I was exclusive. So that meant I couldn't do any other TV work or anything unless it was approved, which it wasn't going to be. That was made clear. So there were things that I turned down. There was an opportunity, me possibly going to Japan, that I had to turn down. There were bookings in Canada. I do have a passport, FYI. Because I was exclusive to NWA, and no matter what, if they say you need to be here at a certain date, I would have to cancel any other bookings. There were a couple other things that I had to cancel, which kind of sucks for me and my business, right? Because now I kind of messed up my relationship with those companies, which I can't get mad at those companies, because again, that's their business. They can't promote somebody who's not going to be there, and they can't try to bring you in if you're going to cancel, be like, hey, my bad, actually I'm not going to be there, when it's like a week out, 2 weeks out, you know, sometimes a couple days out. So that was a downfall, being there exclusively. So hopefully, now that I have so much more free time, and I am, like I said, I'm really excited. There's a lot of the Japan thing. I've always wanted to go and train there, and learn, and hopefully that opportunity will come back up. Which I believe it will. There's a possibility of me going to Mexico, during that time frame. And I couldn't go. But yeah, to answer your question, I have long-winded answers. If you can't tell, I love talking about myself.
That's what we like. That's why we're interviewing you. But I mean, like, as a Chicago girl, what was it like for you to work Now Arena and Wintrust Arena? Because I mean, was that something? Was that like a goal of yours, or was that just a holy shit, this is cool?
It was. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. The Now Arena, which it's outside of Chicago. I am a Chicago girl through and through. So I was like, all right, this is cool. Like, don't get me wrong, it's an arena, it's dope. But yeah, the Wintrust Arena, that was a big deal. And it was like, I was asked, by when I was on Busted Open, and Mickey James was was on there, one of the, you know, to say interviewer, but it's Mickey James. I can't say that.
For sure.
Right. But no, she asked me, she's like, well, how did that feel? And I was just like, honestly, it felt right. Like, don't get me wrong, indies is cool. It's a different intimate feel, and you get to interact with people right there and the kids, and you could go in the crowd, and you know, it's a different feel than when you're in an arena. Now you're in an arena, now there's like what, thousands and thousands of people there, and you're like looking at them up and down, and the cameras never caught it at AEW, I don't think. But there was a couple times where I was just like, I'm standing in the ring, and I was just like, it just kind of feels right. Like, I don't know how to explain it, and not saying like in a, not in a cocky way, but like in a, okay, I want to do this. I want to be in these settings more. So.
Well, I mean, that's obviously like a scenario that, gosh, you probably played out in your head before competing in a big arena close to home or at home in one sense. Are there any places or I'm sure there have been, or environments, especially on the indies, because you could wrestle at breweries, you can wrestle at Eagles clubs. You never know where you might wrestle, that you get there and you go, oh, wow, this is a cool environment for pro wrestling.
So there were a couple that I have wrestled at. And then I want to say places that I do want to wrestle at. I've wrestled on a military base.
Oh, nice.
That was really fun. And it was really funny, especially because, you know, on the indies, how you go to the outside and then you'll put somebody like your opponent on the fans to hold them. So you chop them. Well, I didn't think at a military base, they're trained, hey, don't hold people. So when I went to go do that, I've never seen grown men run 10 feet back and say, no, 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 so quick life. So that was really funny. That was something, obviously, because it's a military base, so it was never really public, so we couldn't record anything. And then another place that I wrestled was on an ice skating rink.
Oh, in nice.
Wisconsin. The ring was on the ice skating rink. Obviously, there's, like, stuff down. Heather Reckless and I, actually, you can see threw me into a goal. She slid me across the ice and threw me into a goal, so that was funny.
There's a venue here, TNA ran it. It's the Lexington Ice Center, and it's not on the ice rink. It's like in a small room off the ice rink, but they have Bible themed mini golf there as well. And listen, I'm not a big Bible guy. The Bible kicks ass when you got to golf through it. It's incredible.
You learn so much. I want to go now. It's very interesting. Oh,
it's incredible. You got to get booked in Lexington. It is a blast. Like 50
all in one. Like, God bless. But sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they got Old Testament, New Testament, and miracles there.
I love it.
All of them.
I want to go.
It's so good. You've got to try it. But yeah, other places that you'd be interested in.
The one that means, well, two, but the one that means the most to me, because obviously I've been, you know, a fan of WWE. It's now called Rosemont. But it used to be called the Horizon. Mm-hmm. For all the oldies, we used to know it's called the Horizon. But yes, or the Allstate Arena. I'm sorry, I mixed that up. It's called Allstate Arena now. It used to be called the Horizon.
Rosemont Horizon. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you know. You see. You get me. The coffee is on a downward spiral right now.
Listen, I watched WrestleMania 13 too many times. I remember the Rosemont Horizon
and 22 also. Right. It was WrestleMania 22.
Believe
that's
so,
my man. Lucky number. Born on 23, but everyone always took 23 because everyone's a freaking fraud and trying to rep Jordan where I'm actually born on 23 because I'm born for greatness. So I had to settle for 22. Okay. Anyway, I feel kind of passionate about that. But no, so Allstate Arena, Rosemont Horizon, whatever you want to call it, that's home. And especially because I've had family members work there. So I've actually gotten like inside scoops of the full arena. So it's like near and dear personal to my heart for that. But then the other one, and it's going to happen. I'm putting it out into the universe. I'm going to wrestle on Wrigley Field one day. I don't know how.
That'd be great.
I don't know how. I threw the first pitch. I'm going to wrestle right where I threw that first pitch, and I'm calling it.
Listen, I loathe the Chicago Cubs, but that would objectively be fantastic. That would be
how
so cool.
How cool would it be to have wrestling at Wrigley freaking Field, man?
I know Cody Rhodes a few years ago in AEW, like, I think I asked him about venues he'd want to do, and he mentioned Miller Park. And I and that's where the Brewers play, and I'm like, I could just imagine Darby sliding down that goddamn slide and, like, hitting somebody or something like that. But yeah, I think baseball field stadiums are very underutilized. I mean, Jeff Jarrett used to run them all the time for his indie companies and stuff because of those connections. But I agree. I think Wrigley would be great.
Right. I feel like there's so there's probably reasons I don't know about. I'm just a fan. Right. And I'm just like, this would be a cool place.
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm surprised more like companies don't try to run on, which I wonder if it has something to do with they don't want to ruin the turf and all that crap. So I could see that also.
What was it like throwing out the first pitch? That was just like, it was last year, I think. You had the belt with you, if I remember. Yeah,
it was. I just got notified actually on some thing on my phone saying it. I just crossed the year for it. Yeah, it was, you could tell I was so giddy. Because I was, like, actually really calm. I was really calm, even though my parents didn't believe. Good parents, right? They're like, you're not gonna throw it from, like, you know, the plate, right? Like, you're going to be a little bit up. I was like, no, I'm throwing it from the mound. Like, oh, you're going to miss it. You're going to disgrace the family. And I was just like, wow, nice to know you have confidence in me, Mom. Done it. Like, my stepdad. But I did it. It was a little foul, but that was my fault. Rookie mistake. I looked at the ball. I knew it as soon as that happened. I was like, and damn it. a little on the outside.
Listen, you could argue you stuck with a tradition. You hit him with the rookie of the year floater. With that
I'm
one.
I'm going to use that now.
Your
there
mom
go,
is
see?
In the crowd and she just goes, float it. And there you go.
We're going to go with that. We're going to use that. But no, it was, you could tell I was like super giddy because again, I went with my best friend since grammar school, my stepdad and Mr. Doug Simmons, who is my adopted uncle, which if you people know who Doug is, he's a personal trainer. He trains Sky. He's trained Ali. He's a secret Chicago staple that kind of is like in the shadows that helps everybody. Super good dude. But yeah, so it was cool going there with people that have been there on my wrestling journey or life journey or whatever you want to call it. But they were making me nervous. I'm over here like, oh, this is really fun. This is really cool. They're like, oh my God, aren't you scared? Like all the, I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, all these people. I'm like, do you guys not know what I do? I was like, I'm in front of people all the time. I was like, you guys know I have stage fright. Like you're not helping. Yeah, so it was, like, funny because I was, like, walking up there and I'll watch, like, the little videos and I'm just, like a little kid in the candy store because I was, like, oh, like, I remember I was there, like, when the Cubs won the World Series. Like, I wasn't in Wrigley because it didn't happen there, obviously, but I was right outside on, outside of a bar watching through the window. And, like, you know, of course, Chicago girl might have a couple drinks with the bleacher in the bleachers there and might partook in the snake, if you know what the snake is. So a lot of good memories. So it was really cool, like being able to stand there. And I remember it was like really funny. You can go and watch and you see me like waving. So yes. I was like, oh, somebody knows me. And it was that day too. I didn't realize how many people that I knew were at that game.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of messages being like, holy crap, I'm here. You threw out the first pitch. So that was really
so cool.
Overall, it was a really fun experience. So, yeah.
But before we wrap up, please let the people know where they can support you, follow you, keep up to date with what you got going on. Because I get the feeling that before long, you're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
A little bit. The future's looking pretty fun. this is, again, like I took a little baby hiatus. But shit's going to start rolling again. I'm really excited for it. But yeah, follow me, Missa Kate 23, MissaKate23, 2-3, Instagram and Twitter. And then I have a TikTok that I think is just Mr. Kate. I think I'm freaking hilarious. You guys know I'm freaking hilarious, so just go follow me.
I find you hilarious. I mean,
you're only laughing with me, right? Not at me.
Yes, yes. Listen, I can't risk it at this point. I know where you have where your allegiances lie based on your match history. So I'm not going to.
Well, match history. I'm from Chicago. I might know people of different areas. But yeah. But yeah. So yeah, follow me on there, and then I am actually going to be releasing new merch soon.
Nice.
A lot of fun stuff coming up. So make sure I have it linked, so you could go and you just click links and buttons, and you'll find stuff. Sure. And I'll be posting. So yeah, go check it out.
It's always great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll be running into each other soon. I'm at Chicago Indies all the time at this point.
Oh yeah, you're stuck with me now. I'm gonna annoy you, man, for life now. You're screwed. You are screwed.
Oh no. Until next time, guys. We're out.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.